Blog Talk Radio.
There are many publications on health and fitness, but few with a biblical perspective. Launching In His Image Fitness, a magazine and community for Christians pursuing stewardship of the body. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, otherwise known as biblical management, on money, resources, time, and the body. Here I promote programs and products that help the Christian income earner become a profitable steward of what God has put under their control, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is In His Image Fitness. In His Image Fitness. This is the launch of In His Fitness. It is a magazine and Christian community. And I am so excited about where the Lord is taking me with this project. And I anticipate this project evolving over time as the publication and brand settles into itself. Now, there are many health and fitness publications available, but as I said before, very, very few address it from a biblical perspective, but that will be the complete focus of In His Image Fitness, the magazine and the community. The world tells us that health and fitness is all about image. We see magazines, articles, television articles, everything. It's all about self-image and how we can improve self-image by strategies that make us look and feel better on the outside, to enhance and to enjoy sex appeal. Now, the founding principle influencing every decision here at In His Fitness, In His Image Fitness, is still furthering the image conversation, but a motive is to move the Christian to see themselves first in His image, the image of God, as portrayed in Genesis 1, verse 27, which says, "So God created humankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." It is my belief that when Christians step into their new image as children of God, whose bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, then, and maybe only then, we will do what we know is the right thing to do. Because I can guarantee that you already do know what the right things to do are. James 4, verse 17 says, "So then, anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin." I guarantee that if I ask any obese person what it takes to lose weight, they will be able to spill off reams of valuable information. They have studied it upside down, tight. It's all theoretical. We know what to do. If you ask the sick person who has diabetes what it takes to manage that diabetes, they know. So let me remind you again, James 4, 17 says, "So then, anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin." Let's take a word now and pause for a word from our sponsor.
Welcome to MyDoctor.care, C-A-R-E. Where over 750,000 doctors around the country are willing to help you. Just select a specialty, enter your zip code, and we'll show you all possible options close to your home or work. Our portal for patients is better than free. Because you do not pay a dime doesn't mean you can't get something. All you need to do right now is create your own account. There are four main reasons why it is essential to register at mydoctor.care. You can book an appointment online without ever having to call the doctor's office. You can share the experience and review each doctor you visited. You can participate in our reward program and win valuable prizes. And registered users can make real money transferring collected reward points into company shares. visit the website mydoctor.care and just go to the For Patients page and click on the button Join Now and confirm your registration. Also, do not forget to invite your friends and relatives to our portal because this is exactly what will bring you the desired reward. Our mobile application is available on the App Store and Google Play. However, our unique reward program is only available on PC or Mac. Again, that website, mydoctor.care, mydoctor.care, mydoctor.care. Go visit and register now.
We are back to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman, and we are talking about my launch of In His Image Fitness, the magazine and the community. So I'm going to invite you to visit www.inhisimagefitness.com because you'll get more over there. But here's a taste of what you'll find, because everyone is going to be able to freely view the launch issue of the magazine, which is slated for January through March of 2016. But that publication is already up for public viewing. But subsequent editions will need a subscription, but that subscription is free. Simply subscribe while you're over there visiting inhisimagefitness.com. And quarterly, to no more than monthly, you'll receive communication from me. And guys, it's very easy to unsubscribe if at any time you feel the content that we share with you is irrelevant to your life. But I doubt it, because we plan to pack site and that brand with tons of absolute value. Yes, it will be health and fitness information, but it will be coming from the biblical perspective. Now, guys, we really need to participate in our own healing. We ask God for health, and then we consume the unhealthy. We ask for healing from, say, diabetes, while we shove the syrup-covered pancakes down our throats. God is not going to rubber stamp our poor choices when we know better. Prayer, faith, healthy choices, trying to live in toxic-free environments, reducing our stress as much as is possible, are the things that we can actively do here on this side of eternity. Okay? Let me remind you about Cain and Abel, because God truly will not rubber stamp our poor choices. Let me read for you Genesis 4, verses 3 to 7. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord said to Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master." This really rolls right back into what I said before of James 4, verse 17. So we have the Old Testament and the New Testament agreeing with each other. James 4, 17 says, "So anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin." Guys, there really won't really be any new health and fitness information in this magazine. I'm pretty sure you've seen it before. You've come across the health and fitness portion of it before in your life. You've probably done half of it. But it is going to this time be couched in a biblical perspective, because if you are a Christian, the whole concept is that when we accepted salvation, we became a new creature. Guys, we may physically look the same, but theoretically, we have had a whole change of our being. I would not even be surprised that if science could detect it through DNA, that we probably have been rewired at the blood level because of the salvation experience. I truly believe it. We're supposed to be new creatures in Christ, and we have to set aside the old and what was before and live this new and abundant, exciting life and, you know, vivaciously that God has called us to. So let me just quickly share with you a bit of what you will find in His Image Fitness. So let me pop on over to the magazine real quick and kind of give with you a quick share. It's going to be a Christian publication focusing on stewardship of the body to move the Christian to see themselves first in His image, the image of God. Christians believe the human body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and as such, it deserves special attention. Okay, so you're going to have a letter from me. The very first issue has topics like food fight, okay? Food fight, because we are constantly fighting this battle of the food that is presented to us as supposedly quote-unquote healthy. Some of these GMO options, the fast food stuff, I make a reference to 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you beyond what normal people experience, and God can be trusted not only to allow you to not be tempted beyond what you can bear. On the contrary, along with the temptation, He'll also provide the way out so you will be able to endure it. So one of the topics in the very first issue is food fight. We'll always have a common issue on workout tech and videos, where I'll be showing you up-to-date tech and videos and stuff that help us DIY our fitness more effectively. Guys, no matter if you have a trainer or a coach, you are going to be, for the most part, responsible for your fitness and your health. And in between those accountability experiences, you have to take care of yourself. So I will always present some fantastic do-it-yourself options. I will always have a nice shake recipe that you can try as much as possible. I also have a plan to have common a transformation story. The very first issue has my story in it. Then this is probably the main core of what was happening over here, making health a mission, not just an event. Making health a mission, not just an event. And that's also an article topic in the first magazine. Another topic is loving your body, working out because you love your body, not so that you can love your body. So there's another article there for you. Continuing the health as a mission, the next thing is it's all about image, God's image, where I kind of zero in on, you know, why I'm doing this publication in the first place. And that's pretty much it in the first issue, guys. And then the other issue is already being created because, of course, we always have to be a season ahead. And in the next issue, we have topics such as, hang on a second. So we have DIY, results without a personal trainer, the mirror versus the scale, monetizing your passion for fitness, to name a few, okay? So the next edition for March through May is already underway. But again, the very first issue that launches from January to March will be free for everyone to publicly see, but subsequent ones you'll need to subscribe, which is still free. So I'm going to invite you guys. Thank you for joining me today. Go ahead over onto inhisimagefitness.com. Inhisimagefitness.com. Check out the launch magazine issue. Check out the website. And guys, I am super simple to find over here at trudybeerman.com. Thank you for joining me here on Debt Free Wealth Radio. It has been my pleasure, and I look forward to serving you guys. And honestly, this is such a blessing to be participating in this exciting project that I feel the Lord has whispered in my ear. It is also my personal mission. This is not stuff that I'm throwing out there saying, do as I say, but not as I do. I'm also on this journey. So I'm actually building this community so that we support each other in this issue, guys, because honestly, I really used to pursue this thing at the image level where it was all about the sex appeal, all about how I looked, anything that would further that along, the motive was all wrong. Now I'm coming at it from I deserve to be taking care of this temple because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when we have that new motive, our actions may seem to be the same, but it's going to be a completely different mode of operation. So head on over to inhisimagefitness.com. Thanks for joining me today.